Saturday, the 20th of February 2016. As you probably guessed, I'm at a station, that's Hull Station, and I'm catching a train to Manchester Airport, and then I'm going to Qatar. I arrive there very early tomorrow morning and Sunday. Work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then come back to the UK on Wednesday morning. I'm doing some writing for publication workshops and other sessions at the Hamad Medical Corporation, Doha.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 0838 West Johnston Line Express service to Manchester, beginning with Colin and Brough, Selby, Leeds.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck captain speaking. My name is Michael Mendes, joining you at the flight deck with Officer Tariq Hussain. In charge of the cabin in Rafiq and the rest of the crew, and on behalf of Qatar Airways, we're on board the 787 flight number 046 bound for Doha. We just completed the remaining formalities in the next 10 minutes from now. We'll be starting entrance to back for a long taxi to the Westerly runway. After takeoff, turning right, climbing initially to 27,000 feet. The flight time this afternoon is about 5 hours and 58 minutes. Any present weather forecasting and route, I will strongly recommend you keep your seatbelts loosely fastened whenever needed. I'll come back to you just prior to coming on the ground and reach the latest weather and arrival time. In the meantime, I'll leave you in the good hands of our cabin crew this afternoon, who will ensure that you have a very pleasant flight with us. Thank you.
Captain Mendes and our team of cabin crew, my pleasure to welcome you aboard the Qatar Airways QR46. Operating in conjunction with American Airlines, our co-shared partner, to Doha, Beit Qatar, our new home, Hamad International Airport. We'd like to extend a special welcome to our British Club members and also the members of the One World Frequent Flyer program traveling with us today. Captain Mendes, interesting in training our award-winning program and indoor viewing the flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, Captain speaking. Shortly starting our initial descent to Doha, traffic permitting, we're landing on the southeasterly runway at 20 minutes past 11 o'clock local time. Those of you wishing to set your watches, the time now coming up to 42 minutes past 10 o'clock. On the ground, pleasant weather, clear skies, ground temperature of 18 degrees. On behalf of the crew, it's been a pleasure having you on board with us. We thank you for flying with us and we wish you a very pleasant evening and a safe onward journey for passengers with connecting flights. Thank you.
Your seatbelt sign has been switched on. Please ensure that your personal belongings are with you as you leave the aircraft. Also remember that smoking is only permitted in designated areas of the airport. You may now use your mobile phones and other electronic devices if you wish to do so. Qatar Airways Preferred Hotel in Doha is the Oryx Route Direct Hotel. We hope you include Qatar Airways as part of your future travel plans to any of our over 150 destinations worldwide. To book your next flight, please visit QatarAirways.com. On behalf of Qatar Airways, the Model Alliance and Captain Mendes, we wish you a pleasant stay in Doha or a safe journey to your final destination. Qatar Airways, going places together. Thank you and very good evening.
It's Sunday the 21st of February 2016 and I've arrived in Doha and Qatar. It's 20 past 1 in the morning and I'm at my hotel at the Grand Hyatt. I'd have been here much sooner had there been a driver for me. I assumed there was, but there wasn't. Whether that was a mistake or whether I missed him or what, I don't know, but I had to wait for quite a while to make sure there wasn't one. then get some money out and get a taxi. So that was a little bit irritating, because last time I was here there was a driver, and Richard is going to be picking me up in the morning. I don't know what time yet, so I'm going to try and get about 5 hours sleep and then be ready for my day tomorrow teaching. It's still Sunday, the 21st of February 2016. I've had a good night's sleep, up for breakfast in the hotel, and just waiting for Richard Gray after that to come and take me to the Hamad Medical Corporation for the rest of my work today.
Are people sitting comfortably? Then I shall begin. Good morning. Welcome to this AHS lecture, which is going to be on judging research quality, bibliometrics, and beyond, which I think is a very interesting and very important subject. The colleague who's going to speak on this is Professor Roger Watson. Roger is Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull. If you don't know where Hull is, neither do I. Hull is sort of in the north of England. So if you've got England and Scotland, Hull is just sort of in the middle.
That's right.
It's a reasonably accurate description. And Roger is also editor of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, which is one of, if not the leading nursing journal internationally. So I guess Roger spends a huge amount of his life reading research, judging research, and looking at how to make research better. Our plan is for Roger to talk for about 45 minutes and then really give you the opportunity to discuss and debate with him the issues and topics that he has raised. So, Roger.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks very much. I hope you can hear me if I stand hereabouts. Is that okay? Yes, I find it a bit inhibiting standing behind the podium. I'll keep an eye on my watch so I don't go on too long. I gave a lecture in Australia late last year, left my watch on the podium, went off for measuring people's performance and journal performance and straightforward citation.
So if we can thank Roger, this would be good.
Thank you very much.
So we've kind of had a discussion as we've gone along, so that's kind of okay. But are there any quick questions that anybody wants to ask Roger?
Well, that short clip there was me trying to pick up the birds tweeting outside my window here, but I'm not sure if you can really hear them. They're pretty much drowned out by the incessant traffic on the very busy road just outside the hotel. Been to Hamad, and as you'll have heard, realised from the material before this, did some teaching, and the saga of my taxi or limousine not being there last night continues. I had a look at my hotel booking this morning, and it's as clear as anything that the limousines were booked on the hotel booking, so I've shown that to them downstairs, and they reiterated that they didn't have any bookings, but I said that's not the point. You should have. So the manager intervened and photocopied what I had and decided to look at it. I've been back down to the desk today when I got home, as I was asked to, and they still deny any responsibility. And likewise at Hamad, they say that there should have been limousines to pick me up, so I'm not sure what's going to come out of this. All I'm concerned about mainly, and I made it quite clear, is that there's a limousine there or something to pick me up at 4:30 on Wednesday morning to take me to the airport. It's Monday the 22nd of February 2016, and I'm still in Doha in Qatar. I had some fun and games last night. After dinner I left some laundry out and the bag partially full, ready to put into it the clothes I was taking off after dinner before I went to bed, with the laundry slip completed. I came back after dinner and they'd turned my room down and taken away the laundry. So I had to
phone them up and have some laundry to do it, which was no problem. I had a 5 o'clock start this morning, so it's only 6 o'clock in the morning now. Work starts early in Qatar. And I was sound asleep at midnight, and the doorbell went, and they were turning my laundry. I don't know sometimes if there's much thought goes into these processes, but such are the hazards of living in a 5-star hotel. I didn't want the laundry back today, or at least last night. I wanted it back this morning, because what I'd intended to do was to put it down this morning. Well, that's another day over at the Hamad Medical Corporation. I was teaching at 7 o'clock this morning, which really meant about 5:30 by the time people got there. Great deal of confusion about the timetable. The names on it were not the people who were attending when I was there this morning, and people who had been at the previous sessions came, so it was a little bit of a waste of time for them. Although we managed to discuss a few topics, and I was able to take them through the web page of the journal and show them a few things online, which I think we found useful. But some of the organisation was slightly lacking. This afternoon I originally thought I was going to the University of Calgary in Qatar, but that didn't come off either, and I had another session with a writing for publication group, some of whom I'd met before. That was very useful. And home by 3 o'clock. There seems to be one theme amongst the people I meet here, and I've noticed it in Saudi as well, that everything seems to be terribly hard work. And is there a shortcut? For instance, reading 100 papers for a systematic review seems to be very hard work, when that's just what you have to do. And usually you don't have to read them all in great detail. So there seems to be a reluctance to really get stuck into the details of doing things. And I always use the story of the people out in the blazing sun here digging holes in the road and pointing out that that's hard work, but reading papers in the comfort of your own office isn't really hard work at all. It's not only a luxury or privilege, it's a very special position to be in. We've got jobs which many people would die for. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 4 o'clock now, time to go to the gym for a while, and then Annie Topping, my old friend here, is going to come and pick me up with her husband, and we're going to Richard Gray's for dinner, and I'll meet his wife Ellie and possibly his children for the first time. The weather's fantastic, it's not too hot, it's not too humid, it's very sunny. I can't go out at all because I forgot to take my shades with me, which is a shame. But after the gym I might be able to run along the beach for a while, and it might be a bit darker and slightly cooler then. So it's another early start tomorrow morning. It's Tuesday the 23rd of February 2016, and I'm still in Doha in Qatar, heading down for breakfast at the moment, a little bit late, being picked up at 6:30 in the morning. I simply couldn't work somewhere where you started work at 7 every morning, I have to say. Anyway, I had a very enjoyable evening last night at Richard Gray's house with his wife and children and quite a few colleagues there, including Annie Topping and her husband Eddie, who I'd not met before, and some of the people that I'd met already during the workshops here. So today I've got individual consultations in the morning, and then I've got a lecture in the afternoon, and that's me finished for today. I'm in fact finished in Qatar. Our pitch index editorials causing a storm, and I'm afraid we've got some data wrong in it, which is a shame, but we're going to look into that and correct it, and hopefully we can correct the public online version rather than just issuing a corrigendum. We owe that to people. However, the basic principles are correct, and I know for certain that at least one of the people we've pointed out as having zero publications and zero in Scopus certainly does have zero, so that person will remain with a zero. So, time for breakfast.
Finally agreed to come over and talk about his tips on successful publishing. Roger's kind of credentials for giving this talk are that he is the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, which is probably one of the leading journals in the field of nursing internationally, and he is also the editor of Open Nursing, and perhaps more importantly, the professor of nursing at the University of Hull. But I'm going to hand over to Roger, who's going to talk for about 4 to 5 minutes, and then hopefully the opportunity for some questions at the end of that. Roger.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Okay, this morning, can you hear me?
Yeah?
Good. Yes, if we could leave questions until the end. I like to interact, but I think if we leave them until the end, we'll get through, we'll make sure we get through the material, and then we can have a discussion. And I know 3 o'clock's home time, it's my home time too, so we'll finish as near to 3 o'clock as we possibly can. Thanks, Richard, for the generous introduction. I can never hear often enough that the Journal of Advanced Nursing is one of the top journals. It's up there, and it's actually Nursing... Oh, this is not on. Nursing Open. Open Nursing is a different journal. Okay, this is Nursing Open. So apart from that, it was 100% accurate. So thanks very much. Well, tips for success... That's the working day over again in Doha, and in fact, that's my week over. So I've got to pack up tonight after doing some work, get some dinner, and get to bed very early, because I've got to get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'm assured, beyond assurances, that my transport is arranged and will be ready for me at 4:30. We'll see. It's Wednesday, the 24th of February, 2016, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. That's me up and ready to head back to the airport in Qatar and back to the UK.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the captain. My name is Arturo Soriano. On behalf of Qatar Airways and the crew, we'd like to welcome you aboard our flight S015 to Manchester. Our flight time to Manchester will be 7 hours and 10 minutes, and we shall be cruising at 40,000 feet. We expect in general good weather conditions for our route with the possibility of occasional light bumps, so please ensure that your seatbelt pass at all times, even if the seatbelt sign has been switched off. I shall be speaking to you again just prior to our descent to give you an update on the weather at the arrival time at Manchester. Our cabin service director is Ms. Aminatra, and the crew will look after your safety and comfort. We have expected arrival at Manchester in 40 minutes, where the local time now is 11. The latest weather report for Manchester is clear skies and only a few clouds, calm winds, and the temperature is now around 3 degrees Celsius. Having you on board today on behalf of the Airways and the entire crew. We wish you a very pleasant stay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Manchester. The local time is 11:40 in the morning. The outside temperature is 1 degree below zero. For safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please ensure that you have all your personal belongings with you as you leave the aircraft. Also, remember that smoking is only permitted in designated areas. You may not use your mobile and electronic devices if you wish to do so. We hope that you will be with Qatar Airways in your future travel plans. To book your next flight, please visit Qatar Airways.
That's 1341 Transparent Express service through to all. Calling at Stalybridge, Huddersfield, Dewsbury, Leeds, Selby, Bruffenal. Let's pass passengers, make sure you keep personal belongings with you. Toll town straight agenda today. Also, let's put out for the benefits of safety, CCTV monitors this trip.